Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Happy to have Tim Convey back. Jen doing all sorts of great stuff for the community all weekend long.
I know. Hell, I felt so lazy sitting on a beach watching Jen's Instagram raising all this money. And
yeah, it just happened. She did that Ollie Hinkle thing last year. And so that was already booked. And then when the American Cancer Society asked her to be the MC, and she realized Sterling K. Brown was going to be there, she jumped on that chance. So she was in an evening gown on Saturday, and Sunday she was raising lots of money. So she was I was drinking heavily. I helped
and gambling.
Yes, gambling. Yes. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Last weekend was my community help. I helped the Pillar Grade School. They need the help.
Yeah. Jen will be hosting a intervention for Courtney next week.
I know. I might need that. I might need that. So she'll be in a little while. She's going to be exhausted after all the, you know.
Giving back?
Yeah. And hosting. It takes a lot out of you. So she'll be here in a little while and have your first make it about 6:37. We'll give you an update again on the weather. If you've just if you just got up, we'll let you know where that stands. We don't know. But right now it's time for
questionable content.
I can't even do this one on the air and say what it actually said because it's that questionable and who thought this was a good idea. But there was a shirt on Amazon that they just pulled. It's a girls, a shirt for girls, a t-shirt that said Daddy's Little Bleep on it.
Which kind of bleep?
Can you even hint at that?
Which?
No. But.
The donkey one?
No.
Oh.
Daddy's Little. I'm doing rhymes with Daddy's Little.
Oh. Oh.
Don't blur anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally. Yeah.
I think so.
Do you not? Tim, you're too.
Keep going.
You're too good.
Is that the story?
That's the story. It's awful.
Yeah. Why would you even want a shirt like that?
Questionable content.
And then this story, right in our backyard, kind of. It says this guy is from Lake of Ozark, Missouri.
Well, there actually is Lake Ozark.
And this says Lake. Oh, no, it says Lake Ozark.
Okay.
Ozark, Missouri. All right, so on Saturday night, I think he might have been doing something besides drinking because he busted into a store, adult store, because he said there were mannequins, or he thought that there were people in lingerie in there, and he wanted to save them from sex trafficking.
Oh, yeah.
That is some good on-your-feet thinking to come up with that story.
He smashed the window of the store to supposedly try to save them. A manager who was working at a bar across the street saw him, grabbed him, and held him until the police came.
Wow.
Was it the manager of the bar or the manager of the store?
Nobody.
Why was he at the bar?
Nobody was at the store.
Okay.
No, the manager of the bar.
Okay. I thought you were saying the manager of the store was at the bar.
No, the manager of the bar.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Yeah, he held him until the police got there. A little music from Mannequin.
That's right.
Good, Kevin. Good call on that. And what a fine tune.
And, you know, and I'm sure that guy was breaking in and thinking to himself, you know, Little Starship's a good soundtrack. I got to tell you, ain't nothing going to stop us now.
Even it's supposed on just having fun.
It's questionable content.
And then the Mannequins got away while he was...
Yes, they did.
They hustled away.
Andrew McCarthy showed up.
That's not a life.
What about who was the female lead in that?
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall. Oh,
that's right.
And Meshach Taylor.
If you want to see a great bad 80s movie, put it on your docket. I have a friend that's going through all these bad 80s movies with his kids.
Oh, wow.
So they pick a different 80s movie. Cheesy.
And if you want to see a worse one, see Mannequin 2.
I don't even know anything about that one.
Yeah, it's out there.
All right, that is your
questionable content.
All right, so we have a winter weather advisory in effect for the metro until 6. They're saying 1 to 3 inches, and we're looking at temperatures that are going to fall from the upper 30s this morning, and actually we're in the 40s right now, into the mid-20s by late afternoon and a low of 13. Here's Lance with another look at your